Welcome to the Gym Lords Podcast, where we talk to real gym owners and share their stories, their trials, and what's working for them right now. To apply to be a guest on this podcast, click the link in the description. Hope you enjoy and subscribe.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. I will be your host today. My name's JJ Hernandez, and joining on the show today is the one and only Don White with Core Excellence out of Montreal, Quebec. Don, how are you doing today? Happy Friday.
Hey, after that intro, I'm doing great. It's Friday, it's sunny, and I got a great intro. We're rolling now.
That's it. Look, we're excited to have you on. And before we dive into the nitty-gritty of what you have going on with Core Excellence, you know, first, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you describe the business to people and what made you get started in the first place?
Well, okay, so if we start why if I wanted to get started in the first place, let's go way back when I was in my early 20s. And then I had quite a few family members that came down with different types of cancers and everything like that. And it kind of just opened my mind. It's like, okay, there's got to be more to it than just like wait around to get sick and then take a bunch of medication, hope it works. Most often it doesn't, you die and then you move on. So it made me really want to get into it. And that's when I started getting into the health and the training. And you know, I was an athlete when I was younger, martial arts, football, hockey. My dad was a 100-meter sprinter for Jamaica back in the day. So obviously athleticism was in our family. My dad used to wake up and make us carrot juice every morning. So there was that health concept there that from a very young age. And I think from way back when, it was just to help as many people as possible, whether it be through training, nutrition. And we know that if you put the training and nutrition together, psychologically and emotionally, you're a little more sound as well. So that's going back, we're going to say 30 plus years. And then it just kept evolving from there.
I love it. And let's take a deeper dive into Core Excellence here, Don. So, you know, bare bones basics here. How many members are you guys at currently?
I'm gonna throw a number. We go anywhere between 200 and 250 active clients. In the summertime, we're very fortunate. We get about 50, 60 off-season athletes that come in. So when most gyms are a little quiet in the summertime, we're actually at our peak in the summertime, primarily hockey, some basketball, skiing. And then in the wintertime, we have soccer. So we're very fortunate to have the athletic component being added on to our everyday clients, even though we do train our everyday clients on an athletic base. So we're not the typical big box gym with leg extension machines and everything. We have squat racks, we have Kaisers, dumbbells, kettlebells, and we have turf and sleds. Let's go.
I love it. That high intensity stuff. And so now I'll use myself as an avatar here, Don. And so if I came in and I was like, hey, I'm ready to rock. I want to get started. What would I then have to pay to become a member?
So we don't have a membership per se. It's all a pay as you go. So I usually screen clients that come in. Then from that, we decide whether they need to visit we have a sports medicine clinic. So is there anything like limitations that you might have with regards to injuries or something else you're coming in? When you say you're ready to rock, you're ready to go. What does that mean for you? Are you here to lose weight? Are you here to build muscle? So I got to break that all down and make sure you're channeled to the right person. You need to go see Kayla for nutrition. Do you need to go see Aura in the clinic? She's our clinic director, to look at any past injuries or some movement impairments that you might have that's going to prevent you from getting going. So we kind of break it down. And then from there, we send you into a group. Group training is all per session based. We don't have a monthly fee per se. That's always worked for us. I know I speak a lot with PDG, Eric Cressy, and they have a monthly membership that works very well for us. The pay as you go works very well for us. And that's what we've been sticking to for the last like 14 years.
Wow. Totally. Yeah. I mean, if it's working, don't fix it. Right. You're not broken either. So I love it. And so on the topic of clients here, Don, for you guys, what has been the best practice for finding new clients?
I think it's been a mix. You know, like I'm very fortunate, like somebody asked me the other day, I have these three women that train in the morning and they call them the Amazons. It's just because, you know, they have two have three kids each. The other one has four kids each. They're very lean, very strong. They run like the wind, mid 40s. One is pushing 50 and they're in great shape. And I said, well, the eldest one, I've been training her for 22 years. So I think that's another thing, right? So consistency is key. If you can hold on to a client that long, and keep them evolving. Like, there's no better billboard or no better marketing than that right there. And I think before we run and try to get people in the front door, make sure you're holding people from going out the back door with quality service or a quality product. So I think that's what we definitely have is, I think we have a quality product, as I have a lot of long-term clients. And I think when people come in and they see that, they say, okay, I must be in the right place if these people are taking care of these fitter individuals for such a long time.
Yeah, 100%. And I think to touch on that, the big reason for retention is going to come from fulfillment, right? And if your fulfillment is strong as it is, that's when your LTV increases. And then also, I mean, as you know, with great fulfillment comes references. So it's going to grow your marketing in that sense, right? So it serves you well there, but also in tenfold by growing the LTV. So when you say lifetime client, I mean, that's literally 20 years plus is a lifetime. Well, you know, it's just like LTV is like, oh, 3 years, 6 years, and that's like a lifetime client for some people, but we're talking 20 years. I mean,
yeah.
That's impeccable. So
somebody asked me the other day, and I think I have 8 clients that I have been training for over 15 years. So that's definitely, you're talking LTV. There you go. Right there. Yeah, right.
Oh, no, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. And so let me ask you this, Don. It's a little bit of maybe a tough question. Maybe it might not be. But for you, let's say leads, traffic, clients were unlimited and you could have it coming in consistently. Hypothetically speaking here, how much can you handle? How much higher can you go?
Well, listen, I'd say if you went back to 2019, we were flying and we had more than enough staff. And like I said, right now, I was talking to Kara the other day when we were speaking, is like, my goal is not to get a bigger facility. My goal right now would be more to do more satellite things. Like we have, we work with a AAA soccer association. So it would be have a couple of coaches trained there. One of my coaches are very good with basketball training because basketball strength and condition is in its infancy right now, right? Everybody thinks to get better at basketball, you just got to play more basketball. So that's starting to develop. So one of my coaches is very good at that. So maybe to have him work with an association, instead of me getting a bigger infrastructure and having a larger overhead, it's better that we have little satellite operations and I could place coaches there. But the biggest limitation through COVID and post-COVID now is finding staff. So that's another challenge that we're being met. But 2019, we were definitely heading in that right direction. And I'm hoping to get that back soon when people want to start working again.
Totally. I think it's everybody says pre-COVID, post-COVID, but are we even post-COVID at this point? Who knows?
Yeah, so. right.
So awesome, Don. And now let's take a step back here and let's discuss leads a little more. So if I was a lead again, I'll use myself. And if I came in, and maybe I like the facility, but maybe I'm not ready to join just yet. So do you guys have a specific sales process in place? And if not, totally okay, but talk to me about that client journey to then from being interested to being sold to then being onboarded. What does it look like for Core Excellence?
I think often, like even with my marketing girl, she says, people need to taste Core Excellence to understand Core Excellence. Because I think when they walk in, they think it's like a CrossFit facility, which we're far from that. So I think often enough, and that's what she's started me going. I never liked to give anything for free before, but she says, listen, Don, give the assessment. Throw them in a workout. And then once they taste that, because she used to train with us as well. My marketing girl, she still does. She's pregnant now. And she says, our attention to detail, you don't see anywhere else. So I think once people feel that, I think that's what's going to keep them or make them want to stay with us. And then, so give them that free workout, have them taste what Core Excellence is all about, what the process is about, what the system's about. And then they're usually in. I'm very happy to say our retention is pretty good, but we just got to get them in and show them how different we are from the other training facilities or gyms.
Yeah, I like that. I think showing them the value of what they're going to receive prior to them signing up is what's going to build that trust as well, realistically, because the fact that they can come in with, you know, no obligation, kind of just come in, try it out, and if you like it, we're here. Not totally good. So the no pressure as well. I think one thing that a lot of gyms don't realize, especially in the corporate world, it's, you know, people run from the things that chase them. So if you're chasing them to be like, hey, sign up now, sign up today, one time offer, like it's like, okay, like psychologically, you're going to be like, I love that method there, and I think like you said, you didn't like doing the free stuff prior, right? That's what you mentioned.
No, I didn't, to be honest, because I always said I used to think it devalues your product, right? But if it's like a constant 50% off for the whole month, I understand. If you're giving like one free workout, then, and sometimes you don't even need to offer that, because often you say, you know what, why don't you come try? And they'll say yes. You don't even have to offer it to them free. And then next thing you know, they're in and they're paying and they're rolling. The one thing that one of our limitations, and I was just talking to the girl that takes care of our nutrition the other day, I don't think we put up, like, we use social media and we're going to put up people training and so on and so forth. Right now in the summertime, it's very athletic focus or athlete focus, because there's a lot of them in. I don't think we put up enough testimonials, and that's something that we're going to start working on as well. Because I think a lot of people, if they can relate to a certain story, that's going to make them want to come and try to have that same experience as in the testimonial. So I have our nutrition coach who does very well with her nutrition coaching, but she's always worried that she's not giving enough. So, you know, she's like, and I said, but you have so many testimonials. Well, people are saying, look, they're sleeping better. They're this. Yeah, but they came to me to lose weight. I said, yeah, but if they're sleeping better, the weight loss is probably going to come next. So I said, why don't you just roll on that, you know? And I think all those testimonials are another thing. It's like my long-term clients also, right? I think it has the same, it bodes the same service to the quality of the product that you're offering.
Yeah, 100%. You hit it right on the head. You take the words out of my mouth literally. So let me ask you this, Don. This is a little bit of a longer question, a little bit of a bigger question as well. And if you need me to repeat anything, by all means, just let me know. So, you know, in the fitness and gym industry, there's about three pillars of business we use pretty predominantly. And that's going to be your lead generation, which is your marketing, your client acquisition, which is your sales, and then your retention and ascension, which is keeping your clients longer, but getting them to buy more from you in that process. So of those three, Don, where do you feel like you could improve the most?
Interesting question. Maybe lead generation, sending more people, and that's what she's working on right now. That's why we actually started doing some Google promos and stuff like that. And she's doing some Facebook and Instagram promos right now. It's just to get more people in the door. Like, again, like I said before, she feels that once people taste it or see it, they're going to commit to it. So I think the lead generation, definitely the retention, I think we have that down pat. Maybe not in the same, like you say, like keep them longer and get them to buy more. I think it's more keep them longer so that they'll entice other people to come. So maybe that's my retention strategy, but definitely lead generation, getting more people to come in the door right now. That would be it.
Yeah. Well, and Don, let me just say this before we even continue. I appreciate the honesty and transparency, because I think oftentimes people get on air and they want to flaunt, for lack of a better term. And I think the fact that with your success already, and you can be honest, and the fact that you know you can still improve in some places, I appreciate that. The viewers appreciate that, and I think it's a big eye opener for a lot of people. So thank you for that. And last two questions for you, Donna, which are my two favorite questions. You know, I think we touched on it a little bit earlier, but I kind of want to hear if there's anything more. Of course, by all means, I hope I'm not getting you to repeat yourself here, but what's the bigger picture? What's the goal? What do you guys want to accomplish down the road? Because I know you mentioned with the satellite stuff, but is there anything else outside of that?
You know, to be honest, it's just to try to help people. Listen, definitely after COVID, I think the fitness industry definitely has taken a hit. One, financially, two, reputation wise, because I think fitness has almost been put on the back burner. Like, okay, it's not so important because we're going to have a vaccine or a medication or whatever. And I think that's sad. I think we have to rebuild that. I know I shouldn't mention the COVID word, but like, it's 2 years into it and I just got COVID and everybody's like, oh my gosh, Don, you're not vaccinated. You're going to get really sick and so on and so forth. And I didn't. And maybe I'm just lucky, but now people are actually saying, okay, so what did you do that you didn't get that sick? And I'm saying, okay, finally, wait, there's actually something positive coming out of this week other than me staying home. So I think we have to rebuild that and show people how important health really is. So it's not a look, you know, you could be skinny and still be metabolically damaged. You know, I think we need to be more metabolically sound, I think we got to educate people on that. It's not just about lifting weights and looking a certain way. It's about being healthy inside and healthy mentally also. So I think that bigger picture is just to try to help as many people as possible without overextending yourself, because then when sometimes when we overextend, the quality of our product diminishes, and I don't want to ever do that also.
I love that. I love that. And last question for you here, Don. You know, and I'm kind of curious to see what you're going to say. You've been in here for a little while. You've been in the game for a long time. You know, if you can go back in time to when you first started your gym and you could speak to yourself now and you could talk to the old young Don back then and be like, hey, which you're still young, man. Don't give me that.
I wish.
You know, and give yourself that one piece of advice that you think you really needed to hear at that time. Mm-hmm. What would that advice be for you?
Put it out there and take more chances. You know, because I think often we're afraid to put it out there because especially like, you know, in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years of the way social media has boomed and there's so many internet trolls and you say like, okay, I'm not even going to put it out there because then I'm going to have to defend it or listen to trolls say, oh, this is wrong. And it used to frustrate me way back when, maybe about 15 years ago, when I would see guys put up some quality stuff and then you'd have these trainers, who probably have two or three clients and they're criticizing what somebody with 100 clients and a good reputation and a good track record is putting up. And I'm saying like, why should we have to justify that? Why do we need to do that? But I think we always do. And I think even if there's two internet trolls, there might be 50 people that you can educate at the same time. 50 people that, you know, I do a lot of interns every year, and I think that's my responsibility to make sure the next generation coming up in the industry has a little more, I guess, sound foundation upon which to leap off of. I think everybody getting into it says, oh, look how many clients that guy has. He charges this much. He must be making this much. And it all sounds easy until they start doing it. And then it's like, so, you know, last year I had three people come to me. They were opening up three separate groups come to me because they were opening up facilities like around the city and this and that. And each time I think I'd spend about 45 minutes with them and they would take like pages of notes. And all I keep hearing, oh, I never thought of that. And I never thought of this. And I never thought of that. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And I said, so it's not, listen, I love what I do. And I think I'm blessed because I could make a good living with something that I really love doing, but it's definitely not easy. It's definitely not easy. So put it out there, do more networking. That's another thing that I would do. You know, like exactly what you guys are doing here. I think that's phenomenal. So when Kara reached out and then you look into it and I said, wow, that's exactly what I should have done years ago, because I think I could have helped a lot more coaches as they were coming up, you know, and this way they wouldn't be chasing fads and gimmicks that are short lived. They would be able to make a longer, more sustained impact in the industry. Because I've seen so many people come and go in the last 20 years. It's crazy. And it's not because they were bad coaches or bad trainers. It's just that, I guess, their system or their vision or their product that they were offering, it was flimsy. There was nothing to it. There was, you know, I preach systems to all my team all the time. And it's funny, just this week, I'm not there because of COVID. And we're like at max. And I said, look, I could be away, but because of the system in place, like, I mean, it's not hurting my product, right? And I think that's another thing. Everybody's afraid to develop a system because it takes a lot of work initially. But then once you develop that system, everything kind of flows. And so that's another thing. So I really appreciate what you guys are doing, because it's something that probably I should have done 15, 20 years ago, or at least 10 years ago.
Talk about a mic drop, man. Holy cow.
Sorry about that.
No, that was awesome, man. That's great. Great way to close it out. Look, it's a good place to wrap things up on this episode. But before we sign out, Don, please shout out your social media, your Instagram, Facebook, website, anything you have. Where can people find out more about you and Core Excellence?
Definitely, like I said, coreexcellence.com. You can check out our website, CoreX. Okay, it's not two separate words, big X in the middle. Coreexcellence.com, Core Excellence on Instagram. Check us out. A lot of good content up there. Our website has some good blogs up there, whether it be nutrition. I'm into the biohacking, more metabolic stuff. I have guys into the basketball stuff. So I think we have some great stuff up there. Watch us during the summer. It's pretty impressive what some of our pro athletes and amateur athletes are doing during the summer. So you'll see that up on our Instagram. And if you guys want to reach out, you have any questions for me that gym lords aren't answering, let me know and I'll gladly answer.
That's it, Don. Thank you so much. We absolutely appreciate your time and contribution to the podcast and look forward to seeing what you can accomplish down the road. And to everyone who tuned in today, we appreciate you as well. Don't forget, if you want to be notified about future episodes, hit the like and subscribe button. And if you want to come in and join us and talk about your fitness business within the fitness industry, click the link in the description, fill it out, and our team will be in touch with you very, very soon. And as always, until next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to this interview, but don't go anywhere. We still have two more incredible interviews coming right up inside this episode. But if you're a gym owner that's looking to get more clients, keep them longer, and make more money, head to the link in the description of this podcast and schedule a free, leave your credit card at home consultation with one of our business consultants. You see, here at Gym Launch, we've helped over 4,000 gym owners across the world increase their sales, take home more money, and build the business of their dreams. And it simply starts with a phone call. Click on the link in the description of this podcast to schedule your call today. Now, let's head into the next interview.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Gym Lords Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Montero, and today we are joined by Will Taylor from Body by Will in Lebanon, Tennessee. Will, how are we doing, man?
I'm doing great. Doing great, Austin.
Good, man. Happy to have you on. Appreciate you taking some time today and talking with us about your gym, about what it's like to be, you know, a gym owner, the entrepreneur life, especially in this year, 2022. It's been a crazy past couple of years. So let's dive in, man. Body by Will. If I was to meet you, like, you know, in elevator right now, right? What would be the elevator speech if I asked you, you know, hey, why'd you start your gym? What does that look like?
I work for a large scale gym, and I noticed how it was a disconnect between the members and the actual facility. And I wanted to create something that was going to give back to the community, but also give them a chance to be a part of it. And also give the trainers a place to showcase themselves and be who they were instead of fitting into this cookie cutter, outfit, not letting them be the best version of themselves. So I just wanted to get back in that way.
Yeah, I like that a lot, especially obviously commitment to community and your members. So client committed, which is awesome. And then showcasing your trainers, which that's pretty rare for a gym owner to say. That's a good thing. I love it. Like it's usually like it's a lot of, you know, kind of we don't let trainers really do what they want. So I love that you let the trainers showcase their skill and kind of build their brand of them within your your business. But, yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I just think it's important to keep growth going so you don't become stagnant. Thing I ran into at a lot of large gyms, it's like they're afraid the trainers are going to get too well-known and they will leave. But we like to encourage that growth with our trainers. And a lot of my trainers were ex-clients or former clients. So that goes back to piggybacking for bringing the community in and making them a part of the gym.
Yeah, that's massive and really good. And they know your culture. They're familiar with the gym, with everybody, the clients. Those make usually the best kind of coaches, you know? So with that being said, when you did start this, if you're thinking big picture here, Will, what do you want this gym to become? Like in the big picture, grand picture sort of thing.
I would like it to be synonymous with fitness. We don't have to be that big, but just, you know, when that conversation is being had, at least in our immediate area and a little bit around, you know, to think about Body by Will, you think about tailored fitness when it comes up. And so we want to grow to be just synonymous with being healthy.
Nice. I love it. Yeah, I love it. And that's obviously every successful business has to solve a problem, right? And I think that's a massive problem, health of this country. And if we can help all these people in our community, and I know you guys have a good amount of members there, that is terrific. So Will, with that being said, man, what is like your day-to-day role in the business at this point in time?
It's twofold. I do the executive part, the administrative, the marketing, but making sure I'm there to open, greeting members, walking around, checking on the trainers. So I'm still a lot hands-on and just really deep in there still. And that's part of the challenge in growing. Learning how to like delegate that and have others mimic that so you can step away and address some other things needed to grow. So now, every day, the whole nine and grind.
There you go, man. That's it. The 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. type of thing, you know?
Exactly.
And do you have this perfect day in your head where, like, one day I'd love my position to be like this, like, you know, coach two classes, spend the rest of the day working on the business, growing a team of trainers. Is that
absolutely
something? Yeah.
That would be the day I could walk in and do a cameo, yeah, and the class is full because my trainers are so great.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I just come and do a class and everybody has a great time and they can just never miss a beat. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I think that should be, all of our goals, like perfect life cycle, you know, of the entrepreneur. So, like, I love that, man. And I always say, if we're not thinking about it or have like a plan, we're never going to get there. So, like,
absolutely
have that planned out, you know? So with that being said, we know why you started this thing, what the goals are, what your role is. Mm-hmm. Let's kind of dive into operational stuff. So first of all, for the listeners, Will, what is the model that you guys do run there at Body by Will?
We have an all-inclusive where your membership, you get the access to the gym, but also you have classes that are offered with that membership. And then you have specialty classes that you pay extra for, as well as personal training and small group training. Nice. So we do the whole little gamut there.
Yeah. And I know you have a bunch of, like you said, specialty classes. What's kind of the most popular class you're doing right now?
One of the Body by Will class itself and cardio kickboxing seem to be very, very popular.
Yeah. Why do you think they're so popular? Is there something? I know you said you have a CrossFit style class. CrossFit's mm-hmm. hard, right? It's hard stuff. We're doing barbells. We're doing burpees, pull-ups. It's a hard thing. Are the other classes super popular? I'm just thinking about out loud here, like, because it's a little easier barrier to entry. You don't have to learn all these crazy skills.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the thing that's made it popular is that the ability of the instructors and myself to meet mm-hmm. people where they are, but also offer a lot of diversity within the class. Yeah. So we don't separate our classes by your ability. We want those people who are not quite as agile to be with that kind of almost expert guy, because I'm going to have them on a time limit, but doing a modification that's easier, doing something more hard. So it's all inclusive all the time. So you have kind of right there in your face a goal to get to.
Yeah.
And the other thing is we just believe in having fun. So it's never the trainers here. I'm down in there with you. I never ask my clients or the people who participate in the classes to do anything I don't do.
Right.
So a lot of times I'm going through the class with them in junctures, encouraging them. Yeah. And that's the way I have my instructors train to not be afraid to get their hands dirty, to get in there and, you know, get down with the client. So we're always having that approach of being engaging. I think that's been popularity.
Yeah, no, I love it. Yeah. People come there for the coaches. I'm sure that's a big factor, a big attractive factor. Like, leads us to our next point perfectly, man. Marketing, right? I think we have to market our business to get clients in the door. So what is just your overall kind of marketing philosophy at this point in time?
The marketing philosophy has changed a little bit. That's one thing I did notice about the industry, especially being in, we're in Lebanon. So it's kind of a small town feel. So you can go with the, you know, the Facebook ads and things like that. But what I found to be the most prevalent for us is the most successful way is just word of mouth and getting out into the community. We will hold up a workshop or a Body by Will class, announce it to everyone, have it totally free, you know, and meeting people, just engaging. That community engagement has been big for us.
Yeah, that's huge, especially like I said, in a small town, you know, community engagement. I'm sure everybody knows you've been there for a long time, which helps for sure. With the lead nurture side of that, so we go to these events, we have an event like outside or wherever we do it. Are you guys taking leads' names there and following up? Do you have a system in place to kind of best nurture those people to get them into the gym?
Yeah, we do. That when we're there, we're getting some contact information, whether it be phone number, email. Right. We're always offering 3-day passes to come in and try the classes free, to try to gym out with no charge for 3 days. And sometimes that extends to a week, depending on the person's interest. And we always offer a specialty class also that they can come and try and even bring a friend.
I like that. Yeah, I love it. It's always cool to work out with a friend or I get a partner. It makes it absolutely.
Especially
coming in the first couple times, it makes it way easier. So, yeah, definitely encouraging that for sure. You mentioned Facebook, Instagram a few minutes back. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done any kind of paid advertising on there? Ever played around with that or used it?
I did a little bit. For us, it wasn't as fruitful as we would have liked it to be. So we steered away from it. Every once in a while, when it's a big event and we want to hit a huge number, we'll put a little something out there, but not on a general basis.
Yeah, so your focus is the organic growth, we'll say.
Exactly.
The referrals, affinity marketing, all that good stuff. Yeah, that makes sense for sure. Now, with that being said, so Is there any, how do you get best get people started? Is there an initial offer you use behind the sales process? Like, hey, come in for a free week, like you said, bring a friend. What's kind Absolutely. Of work best?
Yeah, what I found work best is to bring a friend. Your entry for the week is free. Try to collect more free. It's just something about coming into a new environment by yourself. It's intimidating to a lot of people. But when you get to bring your best buddy or anyone like that, it just takes all of that away, and you get an opportunity really to kind of step out there and see what the gym has to offer. That's worked really well for us.
Yeah, that's great, man. Yeah, and it can be so intimidating, right? It's like for you and I, we could walk into a gym and we're cool. But like most people, it's hard. Exactly. Funny story, not to talk about me here, but I just talked to an old member of mine like an hour ago on the phone, literally. And she's like, you know, I was a member at your gym like 10 years ago. I was like, yeah, I remember. And she goes, it was the most intimidating place I ever walked to.
Yes.
Shirts are off. Everybody's super fit. I was like, I look back and I was like, yeah, it was probably pretty hard to walk in there back in the day. But yeah, it's so important that we make this a welcoming place for our members so that doesn't happen, right? And is there anything else, Will, that you do? Say I joined today, like the first 90 days or 30 days, just to make it easier for that new member, like any kind of follow-up or texting? Yeah.
We do a follow-up. That initial day, I'm going to be the person you speak with. So you get that, you get the face to put with the owner. You see that I'm invested in making sure that the members are happy. But I also give them private lessons. You get three free training sessions. Just so we can address what's going on with you and, talk about what your goals are and assess where you are currently. The other thing is that we strongly believe in, a lot of times the market seem to have gotten to a point where you have this level of fitness where everybody perceive it is. Right. And what we like to do, instead of having you get to this perception, we want to meet you where you are.
Okay.
And that, the ball's in your court, and then meet you where you are and take it from there. So I make sure that they understand that, that the new members understand that.
Yeah. And that's huge. And everybody's coming in at a different level, right? Yeah. Some people that are super experienced, some people maybe never worked out ever. So yeah, meet them where they are. That's why I do like that. Starting everybody with the PT sessions. Cause especially with that group kind of CrossFit style class, again, it's hard stuff to do. So we got to teach them this stuff, right? Yeah.
Yes. Can be intimidating, especially if they hadn't been in that environment.
Yes, it definitely is. I mean, I can only imagine, right? So like for sure. So it's awesome you guys are doing that, and the communication piece is huge. Now I joined the gym, right? So we get members in the door, which is already hard enough. Mm-hmm. Now it's keeping people happy, keeping people engaged. And like you first mentioned, like your overall goal is just is create this community within Lebanon there. So how do you best, Will, keep your people engaged and coming back, month after month?
Well, during that process where they join, we like to suggest that they at least try two classes a week so that we can just kind of get a pulse on the things that they like. We always encourage member interaction by having feedback where they can offer suggestions or talk about the things they like or talk about the areas where we have an opportunity to improve. So we have a really open door policy there, and we encourage that type of dialogue. So we just do that we make sure we don't miss that ever. And what I do is that even if it's something we're doing well, we look at those suggestions and we contact those people and tell them thank you, or we talk about what the suggestion is that we can do better. That we want to keep that grassroots thing. And it's a lot harder, I found, to leave a gym if you feel like you're a part of it, as opposed to when you feel like you're a number. And it's the same thing I tell my personal trainers about the clients. Don't be afraid to engage and find out something personal about that person. It's a lot harder to fire your friend than it is.
It's real hard. Yeah, it's
somebody,
real hard.
There's somebody who's just there to make a check, So
it's huge, man. I agree totally. And like it shows we care, we have conviction.
Absolutely.
We care about you, the client. And obviously we're in the fitness business for sure, but we're also in that relationship business, like what you just alluded to, community building. It's all a big part of it. It's not just teaching you how to squat and do a sit-up and a push-up and all these things. It goes so deep, man. So what about events? You talk about events for like lead generation. Do you guys do any events for retention and community engagement? Any events scheduled throughout the year?
Yeah, basically we have a member appreciation where we'll basically just have snacks, healthy snacks. We'll ask the members to bring their favorite healthy snack, and we'll all have like a big healthy potluck there, followed by this crazy workout, you know, and introduce people. We also will run a sign up at that time, or and give out cards for a month free membership. You can come try us out. We usually try to hold that right at our facility or at the park that's located very nearby. So to get that, so that's, and then we also do a lot of charitable events. We do things like an event we call Why I Ride, or we do, you know, a collection of pants and things for the homeless and, you know, giving to the Women's Center and things like that. All those things, you know, just community involvement. So they understand that it's not just about, you know, we all want to make money and profit also, but we also want to know the community know we care about them.
Yeah. I love you said both those things, man. Like, community is involvement so important, and to stay in retention for a second, I always found more people that came to these events, participated, they stay for years and years and years, you know, which is great. And we're giving back, which is good. And we really want to, it's not just some fake unauthentic thing. It's real, right? And people know when it's real and when it's not. So that's huge. And that shows in your member number you have. I love you said, like, we do this to make money, which is like, and we have to, and that's not a bad thing. Right. And I think it's because then we can put that money to a good, we're not selling drugs. We're not doing anything crazy. We can put it for good in our community, in our gym, back to our members. So like that mindset, I think, is so important to get out there. And that's part of my mission, is to get that mindset out there more, you know? Look, I'm trying to ask you a question on this piece, man. I'm trying to think right now. Let's go with this advice to like a young, we have listeners who want to open a gym as their kind of goal. And I always hear people say, I'm not doing this for the money. Like, what advice would you give to younger guys, girls coming up who want to open a gym, you know, that they can make money doing this. And that is an okay and a good thing. If that makes any sense. I'm kind of
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. I would tell them, don't be afraid to know your worth. One of the biggest problems we have a lot of trainers out there who are very skilled. They're great, great trainers, and they're afraid to ask for the business, and they're afraid to know their worth. Even the gym owners. The biggest thing is that you gotta, you know, price your quality, your time. Right. That's the one thing that we have, the one commodity that's irreplaceable. You can never get it back. So if you're gonna put it out there, make sure you're paid, you know, for that. It doesn't mean you can't give back. It doesn't take away your credibility of caring. But in order for you to expand, be successful, touch as many lives as you have to, you have to have the funds to do that. And that, and that's what comes along with doing business. So
yeah, I agree.
Don't be afraid of knowing your worth.
1,000%, man. That's such great advice for those listening. And I can't say any better. So we'll leave it there. But it's just a mindset I want to try to help change a little bit, you know, because I think what we do is so important, man. And I think we can really change a lot of lives positively. And that's obviously a great thing. So back to the gym, back to Body by Will. So we got members in there. We got PT going on, group training. I know you got semi-privates. How do you... You know, people go out there, they spend money on workout clothes and supplements and meal prep and all that stuff. So people are definitely willing to spend money on fitness. Are there ways you guys can ascend members to increase average revenue per member through those kind of services or through like the services you already have?
Well, yeah, actually, just by continuing to be a model of it ourselves and pushing the fact that, you know, this is not a destination. You know, a lot of people, when they think about fitness, I want to get here. Yeah. Well, the fact about fitness is the one thing that's changing all the time. So there is no end point.
Right.
So if you want to keep that physique, if you want to keep that energy, you want to continue to get better, you have to continue to do the work. And actually, most of the clients who've been with me the longest are the people who are more advanced, because they need to find safe, efficient ways to improve themselves.
Right.
You know, not the fads. You know, they want to be instructed and they don't mind that. So that's what we do. We implement different classes on different levels, and we encourage that, you know, beginner to look at the novice to look at the expert, the guy who wants to play semi-pro. We want them to work together too, so they can see, oh, okay, that's my next level. I'm not, you know, at the top. I can get there and feed off of that. So
yeah, I think it's really good to see those members in the gym. I think it's always good to have something to chase. I think the word maintenance is kind of like not good, right? Like, it's hard to maintain even for a day. You can, but like with our fitness, if you stop working out, you're not going to stay fit, right? If you stop learning or reading, you're not going to stay as smart and sharp as you can be. So yeah, I think it's always good to kind of have somebody to chase. I mean, in a good way, not like, you know, obsessing over it, but like somebody to chase is so important, you know, and always growing is, I think, an awesome thing to focus on, man. So like, with that being said, Will, growth for you, man, next 12 months, what's your main focus now with your business?
We want to pivot, have more of an online presence, possibly do an app we've been trying to work on so that we can stay engaged with the members when they're not in the building as well. It's great having a grassroots concept, but we want to build off of that and not just have that, because we have so many people who are driven just by being, you know, technology. You know, they travel, they're on the go all the time, but we want to be able to have some type of presence and create a footprint when they're not inside our building.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And we see all the money going there, right? Like online coaching business this year is like $5 billion a year by 2027. I think it's like $59 billion a year, which is crazy. So like, with your online presence, elaborate a little more on, for if you could, Will. Like, is it going to be just for your members or maybe even outside people? We're trying to grow that to something even bigger.
Yeah, well, the model we're looking at is going to include both. We don't want to limit ourselves. You know, and with it being online, you know, the world's your oyster truly. So what we would like to do is basically, you know, focus on giving the members maybe a discounted rate as opposed to those who aren't members, but having that access to the gym, even having to where they can pop in through video when our class is live, you know, do it while they're in the home, our cardio kickboxing especially. We tested that during COVID and it actually was a big hit. So we're just looking at a way to push things like that.
Yeah, and that's, again, the money's going there. And like you said, we can scale infinitely, like online, like 7 billion people, right? It's like can scale everybody. You just brought up COVID, man. I don't want to end on this note, but let's talk about it. Oxy is it was the biggest wrench we've ever had in this industry in the past, probably ever, right? Like, two questions. One, let's go with positive. Anything you learned from it that you've utilized since COVID ended? Like, I know some people talked about, like, hey, we didn't have people sign into class before. Now we do it, and it adds a layer of accountability. Anything along those lines?
Well, just that push, to push that pivot of not having to be in person and seeing how important a fitness app may be or online will be, along the tangible things. And then the intangible, just knowing that you're more than your circumstances and knowing that, hey, you know, life throw you curveballs, you got to be ready to get up and find a way to make things happen. And that just takes, you know, when you get that grassroots thing we talked about from the very beginning, and you have good people around you and you meet people you can depend on, they're there for you. You know, our business would not have succeeded. There's no way we would have maintained without those people. And I'll forever be grateful for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And true test these past couple of years. I'm sure you've gained 10 years of business experience in two. Exactly. That team you said, and our members, I'm sure some paid their membership when you were closed and all these sort of things, which which is incredible, right? And something I'm sure we'll never forget. And man, like you said, I think that's something we can move forward from positive, and something's always going to happen, but it's like, you know, we get knocked down, we stand up, we fight back harder. So it's, I think it's in the long run, I think it will be a good thing. So Will, I think that's an awesome place to wrap this up, man. Learned a lot from you today, why you started, where you are, where we're going. Where can the listeners check you out and find you on website, Facebook, Instagram, all the good stuff?
Oh yeah, just taylorfitness.com. If you pop that in, .org.
There
you
go. Yeah.
.org. Or Facebook, Taylor Fitness LLC. Instagram, the same. Be great. You'll see me or my partner, Jenny. Jenny Smith, she's great. Does nutrition, everything for me. Either one of us, be happy to help. Again, like, it wouldn't be here without the community and the people. So we really appreciate it.
Love it, man. Appreciate you. Love what you guys are doing down there in Tennessee. And we'll wish you the best of luck. Thank you, man, for joining us today.
All right. Peace out, Austin.
Peace out, man. And listeners, we appreciate you as well. Please hit like and subscribe to be notified for all of our future episodes. And until next time, Gym Lords, we are out.
Thank you for listening to the podcast so far. Don't go anywhere. We still have another episode coming right up right after this word from one of our sponsors. The Gym Lords podcast is sponsored by Prestige Labs. Prestige Labs is the first and only nutritional supplements company built by gym owners for gym owners. Prestige Labs solves the problem that all gyms have experienced, the broken inventory model, low commissions, and even lower quality products. Prestige Labs provides 100% drop shipping, zero inventory, PhD formulated high quality supplements for you and your clients. The goal is simple: cover 100% of your rent while never sacrificing your integrity. To learn more, or to become an affiliate of Prestige Labs for free, apply at affiliate.prestigelabs.com. That's affiliate.prestigelabs.com. Double your client results, double your income. You can head to affiliate.prestigelabs.com to become an affiliate for free. Now stick around for the rest of this episode.
Use coupon code GYMLORDS on prestigelabs.com for 20% off all future supplement orders.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords podcast. I'll be your host today. My name is Alex Beck, and joining us on the show is Monica Maxwell, Wes Maxwell, and Marvin Lowell from CrossFit Goliath out of Raleigh, North Carolina. What's going on, you guys? Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good.
We're good. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing good myself. Thank you. I appreciate you guys joining today and giving some of your time to join us and talk about your facility, what you have going on. Cool, but let's not waste any time here. How did you guys get started? What is it that made you want to own your own CrossFit facility?
Well, this is my ninth gym that I've owned. I still have ownership stake in a couple in California, actually. Okay. I originally went to school for physical therapy, came out, and I was working with all baby boomers. And I really didn't have an interest in working with, you know, an elderly population in the aspect of, you know, kind of teaching them how to hold a spoon and use a pencil. So I decided to basically go a more athletic route, opened up a powerlifting facility.
Cool.
And then that parlayed into trying CrossFit. I come from a collegiate sport background, so having the opportunity to compete outside of, you know, traditional sports was something that was very interesting to me. So I got into it, really loved it. And then within probably 4 months, I bought into the gym that I had joined.
Okay.
And then I sold that gym and moved to California and never really looked back. Just started kind of buying into gyms and opening gyms up and down the coast.
Cool. And Monica and Wes, what about you guys? What made you, want to own your own facility?
Well, I mean, we come from a little bit different place. I mean, the original owner, when he founded Goliath in 2014, we were among the founding members and have kind of been here ever since and got to the point where, I mean, this is the only gym we've ever been a part of, and it's really become more of a family. All the people here, the community that we have built. So it wasn't really we obviously love CrossFit or we wouldn't still be here, but it was really, I think, the community that drove us to want to have ownership in this more than really interest in owning a gym per se.
Right. Awesome. Now I would love for you guys to give your own elevator pitch of CrossFit Goliath and the services that you guys offer.
Ooh. And they both look at me. Ooh, good question, Alex. Want to come to a great community and have the best hour of your day? Check out CrossFit Goliath. You'll leave smiling and feel like you did have that best hour of your day.
Yes, I love it. So you guys specialize, you know, like most CrossFit gyms, in mostly group training. I do like to ask, is that pretty much your guys' bread and butter? Do you try to push the semi-private route at all? Only because I have talked to a lot of CrossFit facilities at this point, and I've noticed across the board that a lot of them have been pushing more into, you know, private training, semi-private, because there tends to be, you know, more money there, more revenue as an owner.
Typically, you know, if you own a CrossFit gym, the CrossFit model itself is kind of hard to pull off.
Okay.
Being able to get enough members to stay committed and commit to group training and get over the stigma of CrossFit being scary and or dangerous that's been, you know, plaguing the CrossFit industry since its inception. Going one-on-one kind of... One helps people get through that on-ramp process or that onboarding process where they need to learn specific movements and become strong enough to do things like, you know, kipping and, you know, even getting upside down in a handstand push-up and work on the mobility issues they might have. But it also allows for gym owners and coaches to, you know, pocket some extra revenue, because most CrossFit gyms aren't making enough to pay a coaching staff, you know, what people would need to survive, right? I think it was Ben Bergeron, his head coach at CrossFit New England, you know, one of the most successful gyms in the country, was making $35,000 a year. So, you know, he's lucky enough to have the name behind him where people will come in just for the experience and just to work with him specifically. But a lot of gyms don't have that, you know, ability to be like, hey, the trade-off is you'll get 35 grand a year, but you get to work with so-and-so.
Right.
So personal training is kind of almost every gym owner's go-to for making that extra revenue or making up any gaps that they may have across the board as far as paying bills and, you know, getting new equipment and stuff like that. So
right. I think the last person I talked to ran a CrossFit facility out of Cambridge, New York, I believe. He was doing 65K a month. But like you said, he was relying mostly on private training and semi-private, which is what really, you know, got him to that hump or past that hump at least. But awesome. So you're offering a group training. You also do a little bit of private training. That leads me to my next question about how many current members are you serving right now?
We have about 75 total members right now. I mean, we have capacity for much more, which is why, you know, we've been tweaking systems and processes and really preparing to get into a serious growth phase for our gym. Cause we, like I said, we're well below what we can handle, and we have we've built up our coaching staff recently. So we have a ton of coaches that are well prepared to handle increased volume at the gym.
Yeah. Good for you for, you know, tweaking systems and processes, like you said, and being able to build a team around you so that you could prepare yourself for growth, right? Because it is like a pendulum in a way. At some point, you know, it's like you may have too many coaches, too many trainers, not enough members, and then it flips over. Then, you know, too many members, not enough trainers. But awesome. So since you are wanting to see some new faces, help some more people, what are you guys actively doing right now to aid that growth process?
So for one, we rebuilt our website and really integrated that with some of the other systems. So prior to rebuilding the website, we had a standalone website. It was somewhat integrated with our member management system, but not greatly. Cool. And also SugarWad, which we use for our programming for the athletes to track that. And so what we did is we kind of went with all-encompassing integrated systems tools. So member management, website, SugarWad, all integrated together. So they work well together. And that helps us with that point. We put new signs out front that are, you know, big and bold so people can see us and know where we are. And then the third thing that we've done is we've recently invested in Affiliate University, which is sanctioned by CrossFit. And that's a one-year curriculum for us as owners. Part one is 6 months for the owners to work on all aspects of the business on the back end. And then part two, the second 6 months, is for coaching development for not only us, but our entire staff to work on deep diving into instructing and improving the experience for athletes in our group classes. So those are the things that we're kind of working to build long-term. We want to bring members on, and we want them to be lifers. We're not trying to just get them in the door and get that first month. We want them to literally have, you know, FOMO for not being at the gym so that they never want to leave.
Yeah, awesome. And for Coaching University, just curious, I know it just rolled out, you know, their program, because I heard about it, I want to say a couple months ago. How does that really work? Do they, just a little curious here, do they give you like a mentor or coach to kind of
get? There's three of them that run all of that, and each affiliate will be assigned one of those coaches. So they have, they have a Monday group call for all of the participants, just a big mass group call. That's like a 1 hour call just to go through wins and your focuses. Then you have a small group meeting with one of the three, which rotates according to your schedule, and three to four other affiliate owners. So a small group to have discussions about things that are going on. And then you have a one-on-one with your coach. And so in between those three meetings that kind of circulate at somewhat different cadence, there's daily modules that we have to go through and spend about an hour a day to go through things. One of the interesting ones that I'm working on right now, and keep in mind, we just started this like a week or so ago, is I have to write my own personal eulogy for having lived 100 years. So it's the purpose is to kind of look and try to figure out, you know, what your legacy is, you know, what do you want to be remembered as? But there's tons of activities like that that you'll go through, and it's interesting. Cool.
Awesome. So you guys are sitting at about 75 members right now. What's like that goal number for you that you're trying to get to?
I would love to be around 150. I think okay. that would put us in a space where, you know, we can buy tons of equipment and really help the members and possibly have some full-time personnel. I think all of our current staff, they're all part-time. Everybody has full-time jobs. So we're here, you know, helping group classes in our off time.
Cool. And I do always like to ask, you know, especially for CrossFit gyms, because the game has changed so much since, you know, 2014, when things were really booming and the CrossFit name pretty much carried members to your gym on a day-to-day basis. Have you guys dabbled into paid advertising yet, or are you still touching mostly on, you know, the word of mouth space for getting members?
No, we haven't. And quite frankly, we've gotten a ton of looks just from our new website. So we'll get, you know, that's through Google and all that. So we'll get telephone calls and emails and inquiries about free trials and all that. So that's been sufficient to kind of keep people interested in coming in. But I mean, I think there will certainly be a point where we look at some kind of paid marketing to break through that ceiling and get to the next level.
Yeah. What do you think, you know, is the main thing that's, I know you just became gym owners recently this past year. What has held you back from that? Cause paid ads have really changed the game for so many gym owners, and being able to create like a lead generation process to where, you know, it's really a click of a button once you figure out how to run ads correctly. And you could use the same ad for, you know, over a year at a time. So it's really, you know, clicking a button on and off to be able to generate leads at a consistent basis, at least. What do you think has been the reason that has held you back from trying it? Is it more so just because it's like a foreign area?
So over the past 10 years or so, I think I spent maybe $45 on marketing.
Okay.
Outside of like signage and business cards and stuff like that. I've gone through and, you know, been approached about, you know, like funnel programs and stuff like that. But what it really came down to is that a lot of, I mean, for CrossFit, if you don't have somebody who can do it full time, it's kind of hard to filter through all of those dead leads.
Right.
And spend, you know, 3 hours a day going through those leads, contacting each one, seeing who's actually going to show up, and then, you know, getting four out of, you know, 150 that actually come through the door. You know, if you have a full-time job outside of CrossFit and you're just kind of doing this as a, you know, fun or community-based thing, it ends up taking a lot more time than you have to give to it at that time in your life. Personally, I've always just, my gyms have always grown organically. You know, my biggest gym right now in California is about 219 members, and we haven't done a single paid marketing campaign for anything. But we're also lucky enough to have, you know, former regional athletes, games athletes, stuff like that. So that kind of brings people in the door as well.
Yeah, definitely. I guess, you know, for me, when I kind of think about it, it's more so, you know, it's hard to make like a game plan for growth based off, you know, word of mouth and community outreach. Because although, let's say last month you were able to get 5 to 10 new members in through word of mouth, you know, maybe referrals, you can't really say that the coming months ahead, let's say, you know, for May, June, July, that growth will consistently continue, right?
Yeah,
right, but you are very right. That is part of the game, you know, keeping up with leads, calling people, lead nurture, making sure they show up to their appointment. It is part of the game, but, you know, at least the way I look at it, I'm a very like numbers focused person. At least I try to be, to make less decisions based off emotion, more off, you know, looking and you know, having a lead generation system just really kind of sets up a good path for you to be able to continue growth at a consistent basis, right? But cool. So a question that I do like to ask here, just because I think it's a good way for you to reflect on the past, you know, maybe even a year as a gym owner for you, Monica and Wes and Marvin. I know you've been dabbling in this game for a while now. But what was something that's more difficult than you thought when it came to starting a facility or running a facility?
I think that's changed since CrossFit's inception. Okay. I would say originally it was a lot of the stigmas, and when I started, it wasn't a huge brand. And then as it grew, it became more the fight against, you know, PTs and everybody talking about CrossFit as if it's going to kill you. and then as we've progressed, you know, that those stigmas have kind of gone away, but now it's become more a financial aspect. You know, the CrossFit boom of, you know, 2014, 2015, 2016, people were just running through the doors. You know, on any given day, you just have 10 people drop in to try it.
Yeah.
And also the cost of starting a facility. So when I first started my first facility, it was, you know, $45,000, you know, start to end. That was it. And then you're ready to go and bring in members. Now it's a, you know, $250,000 investment. You need to have a bigger facility. You need to have showers. You need to have, you know, new updated equipment, you know, and you need to stay on top of that. You need to pay somebody to come clean most of the time. You know, it went from being like a dingy box, kind of, you know, grunt work style type of place, to people are now expecting almost a facility that's, you know, kind of like a health club. So the expectation has changed, I think, from members in general. And then the startup cost is the big change that I've seen.
And yeah, that's a good option. Go ahead.
There's so many more CrossFit gyms now, so it's more competitive.
Oh, yeah.
If a member doesn't walk into your facility and see it, you know, sparkling clean and nice equipment, they may walk out and go to the next one.
Yeah,
that's very true.
At one of the seminars I went to 4 years ago, business development seminar, they said that there are now more CrossFits in America than Starbucks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insanity.
I was like, that's saturation. I mean, that's why, you know, you'll see one on this street corner and then you'll go 800 meters away and there's another gym.
And how do you think you guys combat that? Because that's obviously an issue, right? And you want to be able to stand out compared to other facilities, you know, and have your place be the first pick, or at least have people feel at home and comfortable at your facility. So how do you really combat, you know, that stigma, at least, of trying to, you know, have a better facility than other people, you know, get people to stay?
I mean, as Marvin said, there's saturation in the market, but really there's not. I mean, CrossFit does a really good job of explaining that all of these very widespread health problems, and the solution is for many of these is CrossFit. Like, you have a problem, we have an answer. And if the population as a whole would start to grasp onto that, you would find that there's not saturation, that in fact there's not enough CrossFit gyms to handle the population that could potentially solve a lot of these problems.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that's, CrossFit is working on that from a corporate messaging standpoint to try to get the word out that, hey, you have the problem, we have the solution. But, you know, in the meantime, it's helpful for us as CrossFit gyms. I mean, although we're competitive across our areas, we work together as small gyms for competitions. We promote each other. We send athletes back and forth to different gyms to compete in these, you know, weekend competitions, and to kind of help spread the word across the community. And people will go to the gyms that are convenient to them for either their home or their work. So, I mean, those are some things that I think CrossFit Corporate is helping a lot with that. But we work well as community. Even though we are competitive against each other, we complement each other.
Awesome. And if you guys could, you know, wave a magic wand, essentially, let's say like a magic business wand, so to speak, and have your business be in the exact position that you want it, what would that look like to you?
Whatever makes Wes happy.
So Wes, what about you? What do you think, you know, what does that look like to you? You know, the perfect business, so to speak. You guys just, you know, acquired this facility and became owners. What's, you know, the big picture that perfect business look like to you?
I mean, really, I love what we have here and what we have built. You know, if I were going to change anything, I'd love to have, like, I mean, we rent our space and, you know, we're part of a building with other sublets on down. I would love to have my own space with a running track and all that stuff. But, you know, those are really nice to haves. We have a great community. We have a great facility. We have great systems. We have great staff. I mean, there's nothing that I look out the window right now and look at our gym and say, what would I change? Where is there a significant problem? I don't have one. I don't see one. When I come here and work out, I have a great time. Lay on the floor after the workout, you know, probably wishing I was dead, but take a little nap and get back up. But I mean, we have a great community, and you know, I love all the people here. Again, it's family to us. I mean, anything you wanna.
Yeah, I want people to come in here every day. And if they don't, I want them to have FOMO because they're missing out on being a part of what we have growing here at CrossFit Goliath. It's amazing. And the community we are building is phenomenal. And all of our members, we treat them like family. We want them to come and we want them to stay and be lifelong members. Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to grow here. And when you were talking earlier, Alex, about marketing, we reach out a ton on social media. We partner with a couple other in-house sublets. So we're always talking to them and, hey, you've got somebody, we've got somebody, let's match you up and they can take our classes and they can take your classes. So we're always trying to partner with them and grow our gym and make everybody want to come here. Because I haven't left.
Yes. And I know we did touch a little bit on your goals too, and you guys wanting to see some major growth. You have a good staff. You have a huge facility. What do you think is like the biggest bottleneck that you guys are facing right now to be able to get to that 150 member mark that you guys want to?
I think one of the toughest things for us, and this has been somewhat COVID related, is our location. So our location was really convenient for a lot of people and their work and not necessarily their residential spaces. Mm-hmm. So when COVID hit, people started working from home. And so it's no longer convenient to drive all the way across town. They were already over here when they were working, but now they're working from home. Yeah. So that's been tough. It's made the area, you know, initially when the gym was set up, it was a really good area because it was around a lot of people that were working. And now it's starting to come back because people are going back into the offices, but also a lot of businesses have changed their model. So maybe some of them are coming back and people are going back into the office, but many of them have kind of permanently changed to maybe a hybrid schedule. So we're not getting that huge inflow to have that very large customer base that we once had. So that's kind of tough.
And how do you combat that? Because I think that's an issue that so many people are facing or could be facing, right? Because across the globe, people are working from home now. How do you think you could combat that? Because I also know gyms where their average member lives 20 minutes away. So how do you think you could get to that point of being able to get those members, you know, back in, get your name out there, like you said, in the community?
I think I go back to what I said earlier. It's awareness. You have a problem, we have a solution. Mm-hmm. I mean, people get afraid of the price of CrossFit in general because it's significantly higher than a Globo gym. Right. But you don't get the programming, the coaching, the personal touch, the accountability, the community, all of these things that you get with a gym. So it's like awareness that these are the things that can actually help you to solve the problem. And, you know, once you've done that, you start to get an inflow of people and it trickles down to their friends. So they come in and they're like, wow, you won't believe this CrossFit stuff. I thought it was for crazy people, but look at me, I'm normal. It's great. And I'm having great workouts, and they bring in friends and they bring in family. And it just, you know, it, it's exponential.
Yeah, I mean, proof of product, right? It shows that, you know, the value, the service that you're giving your members, it is working, it is changing their life if they're willing to invite friends, invite families over. But yeah, awesome. So another question that I do like to ask here is, you know, we know what you guys want for your business, right? We know that you have a major care for your members. You want to change lives. You want to help people. But what is it that you guys want from the business? What's like that big picture for you, especially Marvin as well? I'd like to hear your side because you do have stakes in multiple gyms. So what's, you know, the big picture for you guys with this business as well? What do you want it to give back to you?
I guess I'll go first. Originally, when I first started, it was, you know, financial. It was a career path. It was something where I didn't plan on owning more than one gym. Then I started to get into it and realized there was an opportunity to have passive income from multiple gyms with, you know, minimal effort. You know, my big strategy was basically to find gyms that were somewhat struggling, that needed a capital investment, whether it be a refresh of equipment or, you know, new mats, whatever it is they needed for the facility specifically, go in, help them revamp it, boost their member base. And then if the owner, the former owner, was interested in buying back his share, I would sell it back to him at, you know, whatever the new value of the business was. And if not, then I would hold on to it and just receive passive income. A lot of the times, gym owners didn't have the funds on hand to buy back the portion of the business that I had purchased. Yeah. So it just became a passive income stream for me. This gym's a little bit different. I bought this gym 2 weeks before COVID hit. So I bought the gym and we closed doors immediately. So that was not planned. But you know, it was, everything actually worked out for the best. Given the circumstances with our old building and our old lease, it actually gave us the time to not have to pay rent through COVID because our lease was up. And then this building that we're in now is actually 800 meters from our old location. Exactly 800 meters. This was our 1 mile route, was actually to this building and back. This place popped up and we were lucky enough to get in at a really, really good rate for the square footage. But my goal for this was more of a passion project. I've always run them from like a business standpoint, and this one for me was going to be more fun. Give myself the ability to enjoy the community and actually be a part of it, as opposed to being a little bit more standoffish and kind of separating myself from the gym and from the community itself, knowing that I was probably going to be there for 6 months, 8 months, and then hand it back over to former management and say, I fixed this, don't break it. This is, you know, my long-term play. This is where I plan on staying, you know, for the rest of my days. So, you know, this is more of a community fueled passion project, just trying to have some fun.
And Monica and Wes, what's that big picture like for you? What, you know, made you to dive into gym ownership, you know, less than a year ago?
I would agree with kind of what Marvin said. We've just been a part of Goliath for so many years that when the opportunity came along, it almost was
a no-brainer.
It just made sense for us. It was a no-brainer. Exactly. And I just can't imagine being anywhere else. And we spend so many hours of our day here. I started at Goliath. I was pregnant. And now I have an almost 7-year-old. And he's grown up in the gym. He wants to do CrossFit. Everybody knows our youngest kid.
He's kind of like the gym mascot.
Never-ending energy.
I mean, you know, he comes in here every day. He knows all of the members. And it's, you know, where is Keels? Everyone wants to know where he is. And, you know, that feeling that we've had being here so long and our kids growing up in this gym, it means a lot. And a lot of the members we've gotten to know very well. And the previous owners, we still, you know, I still visit with and talk with them, you know, on a weekly basis. It is passion. It's a hobby, but it's a love of this space and the people that make up what CrossFit Goliath encompasses. That's really what it's about for me.
I mean, it's truly a labor of love. It wasn't about the money for us. I mean, It certainly would be nice to have a passive source of income, you know, to set those up to help down the road.
But right.
Money's just icing on the cake.
All right. Well, awesome, you guys. And I think that's a pretty good place to start to wrap things up on this episode. But before we do sign out of here, please give a shout out to your website, your social media pages, just so the listeners could find some more info on you and your gym.
Yes, cfgoliath.com. Check us out. We've got free week trial. So if you're around the Raleigh area, come check us out. We'll get you a whole week and we'll give you the more than the best hour of your day.
We're on Instagram and Facebook. And I'm trying to think how else you can look us up.
Yes, you guys, CrossFit Goliath. I absolutely appreciate your time today. I look forward to seeing what you guys could accomplish down the road. And to everyone who tuned in today, we appreciate you as well. As for the listeners, don't forget, if you want to be notified about future episodes, hit like and subscribe. If you are interested in joining us to talk about your business model within the fitness industry, click the link in the description, fill it out, and our team will be in touch with you soon. And as always, until next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you so much for listening. If you found this content valuable, here's four ways we can help you grow your gym for free. One, grab a free copy of Alex Ramosi's best-selling book, Gym Launch Secrets, at alexsbook.com. Two, join our free Facebook group at alexsgroup.com. Three, if you're a gym owner, you can apply to be on the podcast by emailing us at podcast@gymlaunch.com. Four, leave us a 5-star review so we can gain access to more gym owners and bring those lessons back to you. And as always, tap that button and subscribe to this podcast for more.